Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. If you haven't listened before, we cover a different injury subject each week. If you have listened before, we're going to cover new material and tell you and educate you and teach you about injury subjects so that you have a fair chance, a level playing field, a fighting chance to win with the insurance company for the at-fault party. So let's set that up. So you're in an accident, somebody hits you, somebody rear-ended you. Your fight really is between you and the insurance company. The at-fault driver basically has nothing left to do. They have to cooperate with their own insurance company or they're going to suffer consequences. But now you've got a fight. You have the injuries. It's affected your life, your family, your work, your wages, your earnings, your comfort, your quality of life, your activities of daily living. And now they're going to try to beat you. Now they're going to try to mitigate and reduce the payout they're going to pay to you for your injuries, damages, and losses. Is that right? Is there a way to win that war? That is a war. This is war. You need to understand that. Yes, you can win the war. Bell and Pollock. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to help injured victims. We don't represent insurance companies. We don't represent big companies. We represent you. If you've been injured in a car accident, a truck accident, a bike accident, a workers' comp on the job, we can help you. We have over 30 years of experience. Put our experience to work for you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, and our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you're in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And still our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have all of our books on our website. We have written 6 books. They're there for you. You can get them all free. You can download an e-copy free. And if you want a hard copy, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. Okay, today we're going to show you some of the ways that insurance companies try to beat you, right? You need to understand this. You need to have the knowledge. So one of the ways there's an accident, you have an accident, let's say you were rear-ended, or maybe T-bone from the side. And so the forces inside the car create an injury, and then you have the mechanism of injury. So, Brad, let's start our show off by talking about mechanism of injury, which is so important because many insurance companies dispute it.
It's something you'll rarely hear, really, the term mechanism of injury. It's more classified when you're talking to the adjuster or when you're talking to people of how'd you get hurt. And when you start saying, well, I got crashed into, they say, well, yeah, but how'd the car hit into you? What happened in the accident? What happened to your body in the accident? Where did your body go? How were you sitting? Where were you looking? Did you have your seatbelt on? And where was your seat? And where were your hands? Where were your legs? And they ask these questions because they're trying to determine the sophisticated word of a mechanism of injury. And it's does the injury that you're complaining of make sense with regard to the forces and with regard to how the crash occurred? The insurance companies and defense doctors and accident reconstructionists who work for insurance companies, they will try to take a very narrow point of view as to what can get hurt under the circumstances that you were in when the crash occurred and how the crash occurred. They'll try to say there's very little injury that can occur. They'll try to say the forces aren't enough to cause an injury. They'll try to say the way the crash happened, that part of your body couldn't have been hurt or couldn't have been a significant injury. And they'll try to argue that none of these events really fit within the mechanism of injury to support the injuries that you're claiming.
Right. Let's talk about a rear-end accident. So we're talking about the mechanism of injury. So we're also talking about today's show, how do you recover? How do you get paid money for your injuries? Well, there are many ways. Obviously, we can't cover them all on the air. But we can talk about and educate you about some important ones, right? So mechanism of injury. I can't tell you how many times Brad and I have been talking to insurance adjusters over the years about our clients' injuries, about this injury, that injury. And they say what Brad just said. There wasn't enough force in the accident. There wasn't enough damage to the cars. There doesn't have to be a minimum amount of damage or a maximum amount of damage, but that's what they say. Then they say or imply or state that there was no mechanism of injury. There was no physical movement. There was no mechanical movement that you can retrace or trace or prove that caused the injury to your neck. So let's talk about a rear-end accident. When you're rear-ended, the most common injury is your neck and your low back. Why? Because the mechanism of injury is what? Your head accelerates forward and backward very rapidly, if you've ever seen pictures of crash dummies. And the your seat, if you're rear-ended, the low part of your seat runs into your low part of your spine, the lumbar part of your spine. That's what's normally injured. So you can prove the mechanism of injury there. But, you know, Brad, let's take a T-bone accident. You're hit on the driver's side. Sometimes you hit your head on the window. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you hit your head on the steering wheel. It could affect hearing loss. So then the insurance company says, in that example, well, you can't prove this accident couldn't have caused hearing loss. You can't prove that.
Right. And they'll try to argue that whatever it takes to cause the hearing loss, or however the hearing loss occurred, couldn't have come from this particular accident. Something else happened, or there's some other reason you had it. Or truthfully, you had that hearing loss, and that was a problem you had for a long, long time that you just weren't telling people about. That was a situation that it came on after the accident, but it's by circumstance, and it really isn't the hearing, the crash that caused the hearing loss. Now, the way we phrase it sometimes makes it sound like, wow, how could anybody buy what the insurance company is saying, and how can anybody buy what their doctors and adjusters are saying? And this should be a simple thing if you went to court and had to prove it. But they have very convincing experts. They have very convincing doctors. They have people who are well-seasoned, well-taught, well-educated, well-trained to be able to address these issues and these topics to make it sound like and convince juries that there's no way these particular injuries occurred. So on something like a hearing loss, they're not going to compare all these things. They're going to tell you why the mechanism of injury and why the way in which the body moved in that crash could not possibly have led to hearing loss. And a lot of times that's a problem, because people experience injuries and crashes, and they sometimes there's no clear cut explanation. You're saying, did you hit your head, and how did this occur? And by hitting their head on the side window, or by having something smash into their face when the airbags deployed, or smash into the side of their head when the airbags deployed, they experienced a problem. And that problem is something that came from the crash. It's clear by timing that it came from the crash, but they won't talk about timing. What they'll talk about is they'll talk about the fact that these type of injuries couldn't occur from these type of events, and quite often they are able to convince jurors.
Right, and one of the other examples is a compressed disc, which I'm going to cover in a minute. But if you've been in a car accident, a truck accident, a bike accident, if you've been injured, if you've been in a slip and fall on premises in a big box store, if you've been injured on the job and workers' compensation benefits are in the offering, so you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You're going to get a free initial consultation. You're going to get an absolutely free legal game plan. And I'm telling you, a significant game plan. We just don't meet with you for 10 minutes. I met with somebody yesterday for over 2 hours just to make sure they understood what's going to happen and understand what their duties and obligations are and how to navigate this insurance maze. You can give us a call, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. All right, let's talk about another type of situation. You have sort of a head-on collision, but not exactly straight head-on. So that creates a different mechanism of injury, different forces in the car. Maybe your car now spins. Maybe it rotates even to a slighter degree, or maybe to a larger degree. So what centrifugal forces are placed upon your body, your brain, your mind, your head, your neck, your low back, and what are the symptoms? So one of the ways they try to defend the cases is they always, always want to trick you in the beginning. That's why you need to call an attorney right away. They try to trick you to get your medical records for the last 10 years or your whole lifetime. And so, what, Brad, when they do that, what are they looking for? What is the purpose of the trick or the trap? Because they understand you were injured, they understand you're going to make a claim, but what's the purpose of all this?
Oh, it's so bad, and you can't. And please don't fall for this idea that you think the adjuster is just not doing anything over there and is being lazy or not paying attention or whatever. The adjuster is very much paying attention. The adjuster is very much doing things to put together a case on behalf of the insurance company to keep you from collecting. And so you want to be careful when you're talking to the adjuster. And that's probably where you need to make sure you get a lawyer involved. The idea of having to call a lawyer from the scene of the accident, I'm not so sure is necessary. I think that it is necessary and it's important to talk to a lawyer before you talk to the adjuster. And I'm not talking about the adjuster that's handling the car crash, that's handling the vehicles, that's trying to recover for the property damage. I'm talking about the adjuster that you're talking to for personal injury. If you're talking to the adjuster about what happened in the property damage and how badly your car smashed up and whether you can drive it and whether it needs to be towed and can it be taken off to some place, that adjuster is you should only be aware and concerned about that adjuster when that adjuster starts asking you if you were hurt and starts asking what's going on with your physical condition. We've talked about that in shows before. And so, you know, you've got to be careful about that. But when the adjuster calls up and wants to talk about your physical injuries and says, let me send you some releases to get your medical records. A lot of times they're misleading because they talk about getting your medical records and you think they're just going to get your medical records for the car crash. You don't realize when you get those releases allow the adjuster to get all your medical records going back throughout your entire life and on everything that's ever happened to you. So the adjuster has an open-ended ability to get them, and that release will allow the adjuster to republish those records. So now they can take your medical records and republish them into different data indexes in the internet that's going to allow insurance companies to know everything about every accident, about every medical injury or every medical ailment you've ever had. Right. And you're handing it to the adjuster.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that. So right after we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to cover how you do that and some more tricks and traps of the insurance company. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're here for you every week. This is the only show of its kind. Why do we do these shows? To educate you and teach you and give you the information you need. 303-795-5900. If you've been injured, you're not going to sign those releases. You're not going to just automatically give them access to all your records. You're going to call an attorney. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. Brad and I have been in business together since 1984. Brad Pollock, Gary Bell, we're glad to put our experience to work for you. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We think that concept is so important, we wrote a book on it. It's entitled Legal Game Plan. Everybody has their game plan. The insurance companies have their game plan. Why shouldn't you? You should. It's not desirable. It's not kind of necessary. It's mandatory. It's critical. You have to know what you're doing to fight these insurance companies. You can call us 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. So let's go back to this release thing. They want your records. You've been injured in an accident. You must talk to an attorney first, right? And if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, there's a button that you can hit there to listen to our 30-minute show on what you need to know before you make the first phone call to the adjuster or before they call you. Also, if you don't have time to listen to the show, on our homepage at championsofthepeople.com is a button you can hit, and it gets a quick checklist. You get a download and print a quick checklist of what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster. So, Brett, they get your medical records. Why do they do that? They're searching. They want to see if you had arthritis 5 years ago. If you had arthritis, because, and then they compare them to your films, your MRIs in the emergency room, or your MRIs and x-rays that you got in the doctor's office. They want to see if they can find anything in your medical records to use it against you, even if it's not related.
They will go back forever. They will go back to the time that you got a muscle relaxant to because you had some injury because you had been out playing volleyball, or you'd been out playing a pickup game of flag football, or you'd been out playing some other sport, and you felt like you strained a muscle in your back, or you felt just some back pain the next day. And you went to the doctor, and maybe it lasted a couple of days, and you went to the doctor, and you got a muscle relaxant with no problems. They will go back, and they'll start blaming your now back pain on that event. They will go back to when you were out picking up your 3 and 5 year olds' toys out of the yard and bent over wrong, and it caused you some pain in your back. They'll go back to that day and say that's what causes your injury from 5 years ago. And the amazing part about it, that they will try to argue to a jury, and they will argue to a jury, and sometimes it's accepted, is they will say that event from 5 years ago of picking up toys in the backyard flared up and caused your back pain, but their crash doesn't have enough force to cause an injury like you're complaining about. So that injury, there's enough force from 5 years ago when you haven't had an injury, any problems with the back pain since then, it can flare up and cause your back pain. There's enough force there, but this crash, there's not enough force to cause back pain.
Right, and we started the show off by talking about mechanism of injury, so that's important. Let's insert that subject again right now, right? So Brad just used the example. You're picking up your child's toys 5 years ago, and you had some back pain. You went to your doctor. They gave you a muscle relaxant pain medication. It all went away. But they're going to seize on that. Oh, you had a back problem. You had a back problem before. So then, if you can get down and prove the mechanism of injury, right, in this car crash, how specifically was your back impacted? Why did it become symptomatic? Why was it not symptomatic for 5 years and now symptomatic? So symptoms, your symptoms play an important role. Because let me give you another example. Many times you go to the emergency room or your doctor's office and they give you an x-ray or an MRI of your low back because it's hurting, or your neck because it's hurting, and they want to see if there's any disc problem, neurological problem, right? And they say, well, it looks normal. In doctor talk, it's unremarkable. That's what doctors say. So it's normal. So the insurance company says, see, it's normal. And so there must not be a mechanism of injury. But that's not the whole picture. The mechanism of injury impacted your lumbar part of the spine, your low back, because the seat, when your rear end is slammed in your back. That proves the mechanism of injury. Your neck was accelerated and decelerated rapidly. And if you've ever seen one of these videos of the crash dummies, it goes back and forth in microseconds so many times you can't believe it. There's your mechanism of injury. That never happened, Brad. That never happened by picking up your toys. You weren't symptomatic for 5 years when you had this toy situation in the yard with your children. So you start to build the case that way. Then you have to get into the medicine and prove how these injuries happen. But the mechanism of injury is so important. So let's cover a couple more examples. When they go through, you look at your pre-existing condition, they always want 10 years or your whole lifetime of records. So they're looking for that, but they're looking for inconsistencies. And so let's cover that just a little bit.
Well, the answer, first of all, the answer to them when they ask for these records is no. The answer is no. And when they start asking for these records, it's time to call a lawyer. That's when it's time to call a lawyer. Say, no, I have to hang up and call a lawyer. Let me check with an attorney to see what I should be giving you, because they're not going to tell you that, look, what we're entitled to are the records with regard to your injury only from the treaters that provided for your injury only. They're not going to tell you that. What they're going to tell you is, oh, we just need to get your records. So whenever they're asking to get something from you, the answer is no. Same thing with a recorded statement. We've talked about it many times, the conditions you need to place on a recorded statement. And before they just turn on the tape recorder and you think, oh, I'm just going to tell them what the crash was about, you need some time to think about the crash and go over what happened. Because they'll look for inconsistencies. They'll look for things that are different from in your records. And they play on both sides because they have spent time and time in study after study learning what trials, what juries do with regard to certain inconsistencies. And that's really how they're deciding what your case is worth. They're deciding what your case is worth because way back at the beginning, they started deciding what do they think a jury would award you. What are their chances of getting a jury to award you zero or next to zero? This is a sophisticated situation. They're not just sitting there without any kind of knowledge, dumb and not paying attention. They've been trained. They understand. They're working off a great deal of history. And so it's important that when they start asking you these things, let me do a recorded statement. Let me get your medical records. Let me get these records. Let me get this information. Let me get your work authorization to get your work records. The answer is no.
Right. And you must understand this. You can call us anytime if you've been injured. Anyway, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And also our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can get on our website and send us a message. You can type in a message and we'll be glad to respond to you. You must get an answer. You must understand what you're doing. Let me ask you a couple of questions. You know, do you know what kind of arthritis there is in this world? Do you know what osteophytes are? Do you know what retrolisthesis is? How about anteriolisthesis? Atlantoaxial injuries, you know, transverse processes, fractures. If you and your attorney don't know the medicine, you can't prove the mechanism of injury, you can't prove the injury, you can't conclusively prove it to the insurance company and or the jury, and it hurts your case and it hurts your chances of full and fair compensation. Do you know what trigger points injections are or transforaminal epidural steroid injections? We have to know these things. You have to know these things. But you didn't go to medical school, but you can go to experienced attorneys. We have over 30 years of experience. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a mission and vision to help injured victims. 303-795-5900, 795-5900. You can get any of our books on our website free. You can download an e-copy free. Brad, let's talk a little bit more about symptoms, because when they go back through your records and they find that 5 years ago you had a reported back problem, a little bit of back pain, but it went away. 6 years ago, you had some neck issues, but it all went away. You went to the chiropractor twice. You were working in the yard, and it all went away. So now you've had no symptoms. Now we've got the McLaughlin case in Colorado, but symptoms. So year number one, before the accident, no symptoms. Year number two, no symptoms. Year number three, no symptoms. Let's talk about how you make a symptom case to prove the case, to prove the mechanism of injury, and to win.
Sure. And a lot of times this takes properly mapping it out and identifying how it works. As far as you set up and you start identifying in the history when any kind of visits occurred, if any kind of visits occurred for the injuries. So you have to focus on what the injuries are from the crash. And when I talk about injuries, I'm talking about symptoms to begin with. You're trying to find out what the symptoms are. And you look at these symptoms and you start putting the symptoms together for when they occurred and when they were recognized and when treatment was requested. Because sometimes the symptoms are recognized by you, but you don't get as the injured party, but you don't get care for quite a while afterwards. It could be a month, or it could be 6 weeks. You could think for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's going to go away. Then you make a doctor's appointment, which is 2 weeks out. I mean, just to get an eye exam can be 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out. So it's not rare to have it be that long before you can get care. So you're looking at these symptoms and you're trying to map out what they are in relationship to if you had any similar symptoms in the past and how long you went without care because you had no symptoms or no injury or because you felt fine. And that's when you start putting together the appropriate game plan for how you're going to deal with the adjuster.
Right. You can get our book called Legal Game Plan on our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's free. If you want a hard copy of any of our 6 books, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Ask for it. We'll send you all the books that you want for free. We have a book on Legal Game Plan. We have a book on Hit and Run. We call it Cowards of the Street. Hit and Run. All of our books are free. Today we're talking about the mechanism of injury, how you win your case, how you beat the insurance company, because they lay these traps for you. You can beat them, but you have to know what they are. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, the Bell and Pollack Injury Show. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We're here for you. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. So Brad, let's kind of do a wrap-up. We're teaching everybody about the mechanism of injury. We're teaching about the medical records. We're teaching about their pre-existing conditions. And we're teaching about symptoms. So let's kind of put it into a synthesized version, because you're fighting the insurance company. You're not fighting the person who hits you anymore. They have no control over the decisions. So let's kind of summarize it that way.
Well, the way you want to summarize this is that it's like I said, you're in a crash. You have time in the crash. You want to take care of what happened at the crash. You're at the scene of the crash, and you're dealing with what's going on. You're dealing with what's happening. You may want to be telling the police officer the events that are going on. If you're hurt, you need to go to the doctor. If you think you're going to be okay, then you have to monitor how you're feeling for the next couple of days, for the next couple of weeks. And during that time period, if you're continuing to have injury and problems, you should be looking at getting an attorney. When the adjusters start calling, slow them up. Take time then to talk to an attorney.
I can't tell you how many times people, once they've hired us, it just happened yesterday. I can't tell you how many times they said, wow, what a relief. We don't have to worry about all this stuff. We've got somebody on our side that's going to guide us through this, navigate the insurance maze. We'll just worry about us and our medical treatment and getting better. Wow, relief. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. All of our information is there. All of our shows are there. All of our product information is there. Medical devices and pharmaceutical devices and drugs. If you've been injured, one place to go. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.